Preschoolers don't really come with a manual, do they? You want to spend your day helping them grow and enjoying the magic of learning through the eyes of a preschooler. You also want to help them deal with all the big feelings that come with being 3 or 4, but real talk, you don't have a lot of time. We need to prep for the day with confidence and ditch the stress that sometimes comes along the way. I got you. Welcome to the Preschool Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Chantel, a kinder teacher turned curriculum designer and preschool consultant, and I'm here to help you make this school year the best one yet. Let's get to the show. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely in my simple mama era. I'm trying to simplify all the things. Know what I started with? Getting rid of all those super bright and annoying light-up audio toys that gave me a migraine every time a button was pushed. It's time to bring out all the open-ended creative toys and let baby girl go to town with her imagination. Welcome to another episode of our Parent Corner segment. In these episodes, I share my experiences and expertise as a teacher and parent to help you navigate this preschool journey. You're listening to episode 27, and today we're talking about the cause and effect of light-up audio toys versus open-ended creative toys. 3 things to look for when buying or getting a toy, and how you can get involved and bond with your child. Speaking of toys, want to get your hands on some quick and fun activities? Head over to shantymacias.com/shop. That's ChantyMacias to get your hands on our weekly themed activity packs. Stay with me because I also have an amazing promo code for 10% off your order at the end of this episode. All right, let's get to it. I heard something the other day that made me wonder, and when I realized I was off in space, I looked at my phone and saw that I had been thinking about it for 18 minutes. 18 minutes of just sitting there, blank-eyed, but my brain was doing cartwheels going off the deep end in all kinds of directions. And it was all about this one thing I heard. We were standing in line at Publix waiting to buy our groceries, and our cash register clerk said to the lady in front of me, who was with her young twins, "You must love playing with them." Now, I don't know if this lady has any kids or what exactly she meant. I interpreted that as, "Wow, you have 2 little boys and you must love playing with them and their toys all the time." Maybe I was wrong, but I can tell you from experience, sometimes we parents do love playing with our kids. Sometimes we don't. It may not be one particular reason as to why we don't. It just is what it is. Just keeping it real. Maybe it's the tiredness or lack of energy. Maybe it's that we don't feel creative at the time. Perhaps it's all the wonderful sounds and lights these toys have nowadays that either make us go blind or give us the migraine of the day. Whatever it is, yes, we love our kids, but no, we don't have to love playing with them, and that's okay. The reality is that some of these toys drive us absolutely nuts, but we do keep buying them or keep putting them on their Amazon wish lists. Why? It's become a habit that so many of us don't really know how to break. Many parents aren't really sure what to ask for. They just see something cool in the store or online and think, oh, this is perfect for them because it says it helps them developmentally and is age 3+. Awesome. Well, not really, my friend. You see, the choice between light-up audio toys and open-ended creative toys for preschoolers can drastically impact their cognitive and developmental growth. Light-up audio toys often come with these super bright, colorful flashing lights and pre-programmed sounds which try to capture a child's attention through sensory stimuli. While these toys may provide immediate entertainment and instant gratification, they can also potentially limit a child's creativity and problem-solving skills, which we definitely don't want. On the other hand, open-ended creative toys like building blocks or art supplies encourage imaginative play and problem-solving. They allow children to explore and express themselves freely which promotes really important skills like critical thinking and spatial awareness. Open-ended creative toys also encourage them to actively participate in the activity or with the toy and explore. This deepens their cognitive abilities. Now, let's talk about three things you should look for in a toy. First, opt for toys that promote open-ended play and creativity that allows them to use their imagination freely. If you're wondering what open-ended toys are and why you need them, go ahead and check out episode 24. It's an entire episode dedicated to them and what they can do for your littles. The second thing to look for is if it encourages social interaction, like communication and cooperation skills. Finally, consider toys that are age-appropriate that align with a child's developmental stage to provide the right level of challenge without overwhelming them. By focusing on these specific characteristics, you can make really informed choices that support your preschooler's play experience. If you really want to go the extra mile, consider the educational value of these toys. Look for the toys that focus on things like building language skills, numerical understanding, or just introduce basic scientific concepts in a fun and exciting way. Educational toys not only entertain, but they're also building blocks for a child's cognitive and academic growth. That's directly related to the way that they think and the way that they are growing academically with their skills, the things that they're learning. It's like building a house, starting with the foundation first, that will eventually lead to future educational success. I mean, playtime should help them grow in different ways, but it's also gotta be fun, right? Picking toys that help them with their fine and gross motor skills are also a really great choice too. Fine motor skills involve the use of smaller muscles, such as those in their hands and fingers, while gross motor skills involve larger muscle groups, like those that we use when we run or jump. Choosing toys that help stimulate both fine and gross motor skills is so necessary for a child's physical and cognitive growth. For example, building blocks can enhance fine motor skills because the children are grasping and manipulating them. Activities like throwing and catching a soft ball can also improve their gross motor skills. By providing a variety of toys that target different motor skills, you can truly give them a well-rounded and healthy experience while playing. I mean, can we ask for more? Hey, toddler and preschool parents. Is the thought of kindergarten starting soon creeping up on you? Your kiddo is growing, and let's be real, it's coming pretty fast. Cue the tears. But don't worry, you're not alone. I've gotcha. Let's turn that frown upside down and get really excited for what's coming. I'm launching a brand new workshop for toddler and preschool parents that will take you from panicking to prepared. In this workshop, you will learn how to design your ideal daily preschool routine, use simple materials you already have at home, decide what and how to teach your child, and create a personalized plan for getting your child ready for kindergarten. Go to shantymacias.com/workshop to learn all about our Let's Get Ready for Kindergarten workshop. Now, cue the happy dance because we're so ready to do this with our kiddos together. Let's get back to our show. I talk to a lot of parents every day, at school, on the gram, through email, and the one common thing I hear among so many of them is that they just want to be involved. I mean, don't you feel that in your heart? They want to feel like their child is not only succeeding, but like they, as parents, are part of that growth. We want to know that what we're doing is really helping our kids, not just doing things to keep them busy and not fighting or bothering us. We also want to feel accomplished and proud of the way we're raising our kids, you know? That's where parental involvement comes into play. How exactly do our choices affect their playtime? Their toys specifically. When you play with your child or children, you're opening a world of opportunities for them and for yourself. These are the chances to talk to your child about their day, about your day, things they're struggling with, things they're proud of, and all the 50 million questions that they have. They are witnessing you physically being there with them, being present in the moment, and not on your phone or working. They're seeing that you care. They feel loved and supported in every single way. Something so simple and easy like moving a toy car or feeding their baby can make their entire day. Choosing open-ended creative toys really makes the experience that much better because you can both imagine new ways to play with those toys rather than just pressing one button on a light-up toy. If the toys only do one or two things, they'll get bored so quickly and not see the point in playing, either alone or with you. Communicate with them and grow together. Take the time to bond, even for 5 minutes each day. That's the real beauty in this preschool era. All right, let's recap. We talked about the cause and effect of light-up audio toys versus open-ended creative toys. I also gave you three things to look for in buying or getting a toy. And we talked a little bit about parental involvement and your bonding time with your children. Listen, we weren't meant to do this parenting thing alone. It takes a village, and I'm always here for you if you ever need any help or support. If you're looking for some of the best preschool toys and supplies, go to amazon.com/shop/ShantiMacias, or just click on the link in the show notes. You've got this, my friend. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love creating content to support you on your preschool journey. So if you enjoyed this episode, reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what resonated or any questions you may have. Let's keep the conversation going so we can support more preschool teachers and parents just like you. See you in the next episode.